Waiting is hard. We don't like delays. We don't like uncertainty. And we often struggle to stay faithful in the meantime. Paul describes the Thessalonian believers as people who turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Those two words matter, to serve and to wait. Christian hope isn't passive. While they waited for Christ's return, they actively served God in the present. Their future hope reshaped their daily lives. This is important because waiting can easily become an excuse to disengage. We can tell ourselves that faith is only about what's coming later. But Paul shows us something different. Biblical hope doesn't pull us away from daily obedience. It fuels it. The Thessalonian believers turned away from idols, committed themselves to serving the true God, and lived in light of Christ's promised return. Their hope wasn't abstract. It showed up in loyalty, worship, and steady faithfulness. In Scripture, waiting doesn't mean standing still. It means living responsibly, expectantly, and faithfully, trusting that what God has promised will come. Hope anchors us in uncertainty, and it mobilizes us in the present. So today, let your hope for Christ's return shape how you serve God right now, living faithfully today because you trust Him with tomorrow.